good to play.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Lori said she dates a boy after he has a car, and she told us that she borrowed John's car one day, and I don't know what she was wanting to do. She drove around, she couldn't find a place to park. She wound up taking the car back and walking anyhow, so.
I took my cousin, I went to Northwestern in Chicago for a couple of years. Then I owned my cousin's car back there once. He wanted me to take it over for a couple of weeks and then come back and we'd have a weekend together. Every night I'd have to get out and move that thing because I could park it at one place overnight, park it at another place during the daytime. That was the biggest burden I ever in my life had.
Well, it looks to me like it. Up there, I'd still put her up and be a nuisance.
It is. Gosh, there's no benefit to the kids.
Well, Laura's staying to see the tall house. Staying to see the tall alpha house, and all she has to do is walk across the campus to any of her classes. She doesn't have to walk quarter of a mile, I don't think, to any classes, so I would say. Expense and burden, but it looked to me like, from her standpoint.
You see a lot of those girls up there in their gym clothes, and it looks as though they need that walk.
Lord, I mean, to join them, stay down hall this year. She didn't care anything about sorority, she wouldn't even go up for rush week, because she's staying in down hall. The thing that's worrying her is that swimming class. The freshman's take swimming.
She can't swim?
Oh yeah, she can't swim like a fish, but I mean she has to go in there and then they get their hair wet and on.
Yeah.
And I heard this Dr. Johnson, I think, he gave her that while he fixed it out where she had an hour between swimming and her next class. So.
He's a pretty thoughtful fellow, I guess.
I was very much impressed with Dr. Johnson. I liked him very much. Very helpful. I didn't like about him. I thought he stuck the kid in some hard subjects here. But time will tell on that.
it's always easy to drop. Just give it a fair shake and then drop it.
Drop. Yes, I always hated to quit anything, and I don't like my kids to get that. I see things too, if I possibly can.
Yeah, I was that way too. I guess I still am, but. Looking back on it, I think I made a lot of mistakes at that age.
Yeah.
I might just as well realize that in something like this.
Well, she can't handle it. I want her to get out of here. Get discouraged her. I certainly don't want that because I want to get that 4 years of college.
Yeah.
I want her to enjoy it too.
Yeah.
I want to be.
She's going to have a tough load.
I know she is.
Of course, she is. You told me this. Oh, let's try some parts of the body here. This would be my...
Excuse me, just a short here. George? George?
Anytime you want.
No, that's about it. Okay, go ahead and leave. Okay, go ahead.
I want to say, I wanted to ask you, is your daughter interested in shooting?
You know what?
It's too bad to have a girls' rifle team over there.
Is that right? Well, 1 year, Joanne, this one starting this year, she decided she wanted to shoot a pistol, so I traded around and got her a little 22 I-standard automatic. And about 2 months, and she shot it rather regularly, and had ability with it. She got to where she could do pretty good, and then all at once, like a lot of things with kids, she quit. So that was it.
Yeah, if you could have a range at your own house, it wouldn't be bad.
That's right.
I've got an air pistol I shoot out in the backyard quite a bit, but it's not the same.
No, it sure isn't.
And then my Crosman, of course, that's my dream.
Oh.
I can shoot anywhere.
You know where you want to
shoot it in the house, put a board against the